Erin smiled at Connor Paxton, the Texas Parks and Wildlife game warden she'd invited along on the annual Thanksgiving trip she chaperoned, as she tried to stop freaking out. She'd spent the entire day telling herself that Connor wouldn't actually show up, that he was just being polite when he'd agreed to come. But when she'd pulled into the parking lot of the rec center at the University of Texas San Antonio, he was waiting for her. And what a sight he was. Standing next to his beat-up old Chevy pickup, with his arms and legs crossed, looking as if he hadn't had a care in the world. Erin knew he was good-looking. It was hard to miss. But when he smiled, it completely transformed him. He went from a solid 8 on a scale of 1 to 10 to a 20. He was tall, a bit taller than she was. He had brown hair and brown eyes that twinkled when he was teasing her. His shoulders were broad, and the muscles in his arms made it clear he wasn't a man who sat around eating donuts with his law enforcement buddies. He moved with an athletic grace that seemed effortless. Erin had seen him step in and control a drunk man twice his weight at the bar without breaking a sweat. In other words, he was so out of her league it wasn't even funny. But that didn't mean she didn't fantasize about him. Erin had thought her heart would stop when he aimed that happy, welcoming look her way, but she'd managed not to wreck the 15-passenger van she'd been driving and calmly parked. She'd known Connor for a few months. Every now and then, he came into the Sloppy Cow, the establishment where she worked nights as a bartender with his friends. More often than not, he made a point to stop and talk to her at some time during the night. She lived for those talks. She wasn't a very social person, didn't have a lot of friends. She was too busy and too wary to cultivate true friendships. Between her day job of being a professor at UTSA in the kinesiology department and working nights at the Sloppy Cow, not to mention her background, friends had been hard to come by. But when Connor started paying attention to her, it felt good. Really good. It had been a long time, if ever, since Erin had felt good about herself. Somehow, Connor had broken through all the walls she'd built up. Then, one night at the bar, she'd spontaneously invited him to join her on a UTSA-sponsored canoe trip to Big Bend State Park and the Guadalupe River. She'd been kinda shocked when he'd immediately said yes. Since then, they'd exchanged emails and a few texts. She'd seen him at the Sloppy Cow, and if she wasn't mistaken, he'd flirted with her. Her. Eat more Erin. She would have thought it was a cruel prank if she wasn't 35 and well past the age where people played mean jokes on her. She'd tried to ignore the flutter of her heart and had greeted him in what she'd hoped was a normal tone. They'd met at 11:45 at night on Thanksgiving Day. The plan was to drive through the night, arrive at Big Bend State Park when the ranger office opened, and pick up their backcountry permit, which would allow them to canoe and camp over the next 3 days. Erin was responsible for everyone on the trip, including Connor, although she had a feeling the game warden could easily take care of himself. She had the required personal flotation devices for the group, along with the extras. She'd inspected the canoes and paddles before she'd loaded them on the trailer. She'd given Connor and the college guys strict instructions on what they could and couldn't bring, including weight limits. This was the third time she'd done this exact trip, and she knew the river almost as well as the back of her hand. The drive typically only took 6 hours, but she could extend it if needed by making pit stops for gas and to stretch their legs, making them arrive just as the ranger office was opening. They'd be on the river by noon and on their way. They'd have 2 nights to spend in the backcountry, and on Sunday, if there were no issues, they could head back to San Antonio by noon and home by 7 that night. Not too long after she'd arrived at the rec center parking lot, the 4 college kids who were also going on the trip had joined them. Erin didn't know them very well, but she'd had 2 meetings with them in the last month and was satisfied they weren't going to give her a hard time. After they'd arrived, she searched everyone's bags for contraband. Not her favorite thing to do, but the last thing she wanted was to have someone bring an unauthorized weapon into Mexico, or have to deal with drunk kids because they'd snuck some tequila or other alcohol on the trip.